All right, Chandler, I know everybody's disappointed in that locker room. This was just a back-and-forth game, a lot of emotion, a lot of momentum, a lot of physicality. It's what it looked like. How did it feel out there?
Yeah, obviously we're disappointed in the loss, but, you know, you just got to use it as fuel to continue to get better. We're not where we want to be, obviously, but I'm proud of everybody in the locker room, how they fought. Nobody gave up, and, you know, we fought to the end. But obviously, you know, we wanted to win the game. That's what we came here to do. We just fell up a little short. So a lot of people are disappointed, but we understand it's a long season, and so we just got to get back to work.
Know that one of the things that you guys wanted to do was take away the running game and try to force them and to be a little more one-dimensional, and I thought you guys had a lot of success against the run tonight.
Yeah, obviously they had under 100 yards, but, you know, I'd rather them have 300 yards and we win than have them under 100 yards and lose. So, you know, we did our job of stopping the run, but, you know, it's other stuff that comes with that. So we just didn't get the job done tonight.
In the fourth quarter and down the stretch, Owen and Zacoby, two guys who never came off the field last year, were both off the field. Kind of take us through what a challenge that presented with those guys not able to be out there.
Yeah, I mean, obviously that's, you know, a big part of our defense, but that's why you practice every week as if you are the starter. You know, that's why you prepare yourself as if you're going to play every single snap, because you never know what could happen. It's a physical game, and so when people go down, you got to be ready when your number's called.
Game like this, I would imagine that tomorrow there's a hunger in the guys to get back to Auburn and to get right back to work tomorrow.
No, definitely. Just about getting better. Obviously, this stings, but like I said earlier, we got to use it as fuel to continue to get better so we don't feel this feeling again, especially, you know, coming into their house playing like we did. We had opportunities to win the game, but, you know, hats off to them. You know, they made the right plays at the right time. And so it's just about capitalizing off our own mistakes and just getting better and improving because, you know, we had a chance to win the game. We just came up short.
Appreciate the time, Chandler, very much. War Eagle.
War Eagle, man. Thank you.
That's Chandler Wooten. Paul, back to you. All right, Paul, thank you very much. Just kind of talk about the offensive plan tonight, second time in the first three games that you're hauling in five passes in a ball game.
Yeah, you know, we won early. We want to establish the run. We know we can run the ball against pretty much anybody. We start off a little slow, so we had to go to some passing game, and I got a few of those, but I thought all night we could run the ball. We just came up short. We beat ourselves in a few areas. But yeah, it was a good night for the tight ends, but we didn't get the win, so that's what most important.
What is the kind of talk a lot? Take us through the locker room and who are the guys who are out there who are picking you up? Or are you one of those guys trying to keep everybody kind of the head up as the game plays out and there are momentum swings left and right?
I think pretty much everybody tries to do that. I try to do that myself with the tight ends and anybody that I see if they're gotten their head down, you know. But, you know, obviously the leaders, Owen and Wooten, are great about it. But, you know, Tank, Bo, you name it. We never had anybody that doubted tonight. We all believed that we were going to win. And we just didn't make the plays at the end of the game to do that.
Tell us a little more about the quarterback. Bo, on the road in a really hostile environment. Overall, a really solid night.
I thought he's very composed. Obviously, maturity shows a little bit this year. It's his third year. And we believe in him. He's our quarterback. We support him 100% in everything that, you know, all the choices he makes on the field. We're happy to have him. I thought he had a great night. And we just need to make some plays behind him to help him out.
How physical was it out there?
Pretty physical. Typical SEC is what I would compare it to. They're great athletes. Obviously, it's a great football team and a great environment. But I thought we should have won the game for sure.
We appreciate the visit. No, it's not the easiest thing to do after a game like this, but we appreciate the time. War Eagle.
No problem. War Eagle.
All right, and that's John Samuel Schenker. Paul, back to you. All right, Paul, thank you. Coach, this is a game where you knew it was going to be physical going in. Just your thoughts here not too long after the game on the way your guys performed up front tonight.
Well, I think, you know, obviously without seeing the film, and we'll go look at the film and grade and try to improve there. But I thought we settled down early, some issues in protection. I thought we settled down a little bit on that. We've got to get better this week. You know, we kind of got the run game going a little bit there and was able to kind of play physical at times, but you know, we miss a short yardage that we'd like to have back, you know, and a couple of times where we had some things that had a chance to pop for some big plays that if guys just maybe get a little extra finish or fit the exact angle that may have popped on them. They were bringing a lot of pressures and things like that that could have popped for us that we'd like to have back. But they fought hard. You know, we came to win the game. We didn't come to do anything else, and so it's disappointing.
Tank goes over 100 yards. Jarquez runs the ball effectively. You want to try to establish the run, and you guys were consistent in doing that at times during the game tonight.
Yeah, I think so. I thought the guys tried to play physical, and I thought we kind of set that part of the game. Again, you know, probably just right now without seeing a tape, you know, it's that extra little finish, that one more step, the right angle on the backside that, you know, we had a lot of 4 and 5 yard runs, and you'd like some of them to have been 8, 9, maybe popped in there. And you know, you don't really know right now without seeing the film exactly what it could have been the issue. I thought the guys made some good adjustments in the run game and did good with that. So, you know, it's a lot to build on, but disappointing. You know, we came to win the football game and we didn't get it done.
What's the message now for your guys? Because you're right back to work tomorrow and another game next week. There's really no let up with this bunch.
Yeah, it's the same message. Prepare to be at our best next Saturday. When we play next Saturday, these kids will never play any more football than they will when they go out there next Saturday at this point in their career. So the message going in tonight was the same thing that it was 2 weeks ago to them. Let's be better when the game's over than when we started. That'll be the message tomorrow. That's kind of the main thing's the main thing. That's improve as we go, and we got to get a lot better.
Next time we'll do this after a win. Thank you very much for the visit.
Right. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Offensive line coach Will Friend. Paul, back to you. Boy, coach, a lot of fight showed out of your guys tonight in a big time college football game. This is kind of the game we thought we might get, kind of a physical back and forth game.
Yeah, it was a battle. It was a battle. You know, that's a good team we played. You know, and I think it's one of those games that you see the fight in your guys, and you know, when you see those guys battling, you know, through the course of the game and getting in a position at the end to potentially win it, you know, there's definitely something that you get excited about with that.
Talk about the challenges they presented, especially in their passing game, getting guys isolated and in space.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think, you know, for us, especially when I think about, you know, the guys up front, you know, just doing a great job of trying to get more pressure, you know, in those situations so that, you know, they can't take advantage of some of those things. But, you know, I thought overall, you know, the big thing you try to do against a team like that is stay top down, you know, keep the ball in front of you and make them earn it. And, you know, I think we did that. We just got to find a way to make some stops there in the red zone.
Did they do any sort of things that you hadn't seen in film study coming in, or was it pretty much what you expected out there from what they were trying to execute?
Yeah, they're a team that's going to come out in some different personnel groups, and you know in some of the bigger personnel groups that, you know, they're going to have some kind of flavors of the week that they showed. And, you know, once we identified that, I thought, you know, we did a good job as a defense of finding the right calls to get in those situations and, you know, stop the run with some of those bigger personnel groups. And like I said, you know, keep a top on the pass game.
On the special teams side of things, Oscar just had a fantastic night booming the ball for you.
Yeah, you know, that was one of our goals going into this game, was winning the field position battle, you know, and he was a big part of it as far as, you know, competing for that and finding a way to flip the field when we knew we needed to and pin them back and find ways to make it harder on their offense to march down the field.
All right, what do you take from this game into meetings and practices with your guys in the next week?
Well, it hurts. I mean, it hurts anytime you lose, and you never want to get comfortable with it. You never want to make it feel like it's okay. So, and we don't. And you know, I think what you take with it is, what do we got to do next week to get better? And you know, win or lose, that's got to be your mindset. You know, just like a win after a loss, you got to, you know, learn your lessons and then have a short memory and get ready for the next one. You know, our goal is the same every week. It's to go 1-0 and be no different this week.
Appreciate the visit, Coach. All the best. War Eagle.
All right, War Eagle.
It's Burt Watts, Auburn's outside linebackers and special teams coach. Paul, back to you. All right, Coach, this is the kind of game back and forth, a lot of emotion, a lot of turns, a lot of physicality, and you had a couple of chances there in the fourth quarter.
Well, I thought we had more than a couple of chances throughout the game. We came here to win. Penn State played well. They were a very good team, and we knew that going in. So, you know, that was the focus. And And they showed that tonight. I thought, you know, they made plays. They did some really good things out there. We had our opportunities to win this game. And, you know, the bottom line is, you know, that stings. And it's painful. You learn from it. We're going to know a lot more about our team tomorrow when we come back and see how hard we work. But, you know, one of the things, you know, when you lose a game, you internalize that and you just decide whether, you know, you're going to go work harder to not let that happen. And that's really going to have to be the most important thing that we learn from this. You know, we got to make some plays. We got to catch the ball. We got to do some other things, be in the right position. I mean, there's plenty of that we'll go through and look at, but that's football. There's never a perfect game. But really, and I thought guys on the team, I didn't see guys out there on the field that quit. I didn't see guys out there that had any of that in them. But there's more that you do that nobody sees that gets you even better prepared for all the things that could come up in the game. And, you know, that's got to be the focus of this team because we want to win. Every time we go out there and play, we want to win. And I think, most importantly, you got to expect that when you step on the field, and so we have a lot of work to do in that area.
I thought your guys were poised in this environment, and there were a couple of times they go up 7-3, and then when they go up 21-10, you have really tough physical drives for touchdowns, and you answered right back in those instances.
Well, that was good, and you know we needed that. That's going to be the future of this season is every game like that, and having to have tough physical drives and having to have consistency, and then being able to stop a team as well. You know, have an opportunity on special teams to make something happen. So it's not like that's, you know, not in the future of with all the teams that we play. So, you know, we need to continue to get better in those areas. We need to learn from this. But that's what it takes to win. You need to have those drives like that and punch it in and finish. And, you know, you play a good team like Penn State, you got to put more points up. And when you play on the road, you know, there's some things that don't always go your way. And that's understandable. That's just, you know, things that you know you're going to deal with. And, you know, and our guys did. You know, that was they did do that. At the end of the day, we came up short. And Penn State played well, but I think there's opportunities for us that we can learn from and that we have to take advantage of better in the future and do that on a consistent basis. That's who we want to be.
All right, I know after a game like this, just how much hunger is there to get back to work tomorrow, start to work on correcting the mistakes and kind of shift the focus ahead to the next game?
Well, I think it just reveals it. I mean, that's really what it should be every week. You know, that in my opinion, it's every week. It's, you know, that's the hunger you have as a competitor every single week, no matter who's on the schedule, because you're trying to be the best you can be. You're trying to bring everything you have to the team at your position. You know, whatever that 1/11th is, make it spectacular. So, you know, that's got to start in your preparation. And to me, that's we get to play this season for only so long, and you got to maximize every one of those opportunities that you get. Doesn't matter who you play, but you get yourself ready. Coaches, players, everybody in this program, and you know, it's not just showing up and being in the game. It's showing up to win the game, and having that purpose every single week, and then expecting that of yourself every day as you get into your preparation. And then by the end of the week, you know you're ready. I mean, you're ready to go. You're ready to go cut it loose. And we saw a lot of that tonight. We need more of that. That's got to become the identity of this football team as we move forward, so we can be the type of team that has opportunities to play and win. And ultimately, we want to be a championship program. And it takes a tremendous amount of work to do that, because there's a lot of people trying to stop you from doing that. And so, you know, just know the commitment that it takes and what we're going to have to do to be that type of team.
Appreciate the visit, Coach, very much. War Eagle.
All right, War Eagle.
That's head coach Brian Harsin. Paul, back to you. That'll wrap it up from the Auburn locker room.